Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Why are so many Mormons feeling guilty? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was an article in the September 2017 issue of Ensign Magazine titled, A Better Way to Measure Myself. Now, before we begin to look at this article that was written by Heather J. Johnson, I think we need to mention that this is certainly not the first time this subject has been brought up. In the February Ensign of 2017, there was an article called Finding Peace in Imperfection. And in the October 2017 conference messages, Jeffrey R. Holland, a Mormon apostle, addressed this very same issue in a talk that he gave in the Saturday session, the Saturday morning session of General Conference on September 30th. But back in February, in this article, Finding Peace in Imperfection, this is how Elizabeth Lloyd Lund opened her piece. She said, one of the misperceptions that we may struggle with during this earth life has to do with the concept of perfection. Many falsely believe that we must achieve perfection in this life in order to be saved or exalted. As a therapist, I was once in a meeting with a woman when she burst into tears. She said, how can I ever be good enough? Now, when she says this misperception that you must achieve perfection in this life, my question would be, well, where in the world did she get that conclusion? And obviously, she gets it probably from The Miracle of Forgiveness, written by Spencer W. Kimball, the 12th president of the Mormon Church. You can find that on page 209 in his book, where he says perfection is an achievable goal. But then we have, in this September 2017 issue of Ensign Magazine, another article that pops up that carries with it this same kind of theme. This one by Heather J. Johnson. How does she open it up?
She writes, throughout my time as a missionary, I struggled with questions like these. Am I doing enough? Am I doing all of the specific things God wants me to accomplish as a missionary? I worried that despite my working hard and striving to be obedient, my imperfections and mistakes made my sacrifice in serving not as acceptable as it might have been. I especially worried about leaving things undone, even if I didn't know exactly what those things were. Even after my release, I kept worrying about these questions. 6 weeks after returning home, I read an article by Elder Brent H. Nielsen of the 70 called Can We Live After the Manner of Happiness? In it, he tells of interviewing a missionary who was worried about mistakes he had already repented of. Elder Nielsen asked the missionary, why do you want to pay for your sins when the Savior has already paid for them? I realized that by beating myself up over my perceived shortcomings, I was trying to pay for them myself. What's more, some of my expectations I was holding myself to were of my own making and not God's.
Well, let's stop and analyze what she says here, because I don't think that's really the reason. I personally do not believe that is what this woman was really doing. What this woman was living out was exactly what Paul writes in the book of Romans in chapter 3, in verse 20, where he says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. This woman was experiencing this knowledge of sin, and because of her sin, she saw the inability of being able to live up to the law. Now, I know Paul is talking about Mosaic law. Mormonism has its own sets of laws. When they go through the temple, there's a number of laws that they are reminded about and must follow and covenant to keep. And if they don't, they are told by the character playing Lucifer in the temple that he will have them in his power if they don't live up to every covenant they make in the temple. What she was experiencing, what Heather Johnson was experiencing, was exactly what Paul says you will experience if you think commandment keeping is going to make you right in the eyes of God. That's why Mormons are feeling this guilt. They're experiencing exactly what Paul predicted they would feel. And I don't think it was this ability to try to pay for her sins by herself. That may be what she was told, but I don't think that's it at all.
When you take a look at the unique LDS scriptures, such as the Book of Mormon and Doctrine and Covenants, and when you take a look at what the leaders talk about at General Conference, and when you take a look at what the manuals that they're supposed to read every month are saying, then it's no wonder that she had this guilt. Where does it come from? It comes from the leadership of the Mormon Church. And so this idea of a better way to measure myself, the leaders have set it up so that they're measuring themselves by what they can't accomplish. They can't do it on their own. And certainly the Bible teaches that we're not able to do everything that God has commanded, and that's why there's forgiveness. But the only way that you can get forgiveness in Mormonism is by doing the things that you're told to do. And they're making promises at sacrament services. They're making promises at the temple. And they're saying, they're coveting, that they will do the things that they are promising.
Well, when she cites Elder Brent Nielsen of the 70, where he says, "Why do you want to pay for your sins when the Savior has already paid for them?" Now, for an evangelical, I get that line, but that's not Mormonism. The only way that Jesus pays for the sins of a Latter-day Saint is if they have met all the requirements in order to achieve that forgiveness of that sin. I mean, we have, again, Spencer Kimball, who in a conference message in April of 1975 said there can be no forgiveness without real and total repentance, and there can be no repentance without punishment. This is as eternal as is the soul. He also said in an article that was in the Ensign magazine called The Gospel of Repentance, and this is in October 1982, page 4, "Remember this, that forgiveness can never come without repentance." And then when you have Mormon leaders like George Q. Cannon speaking on July 14, 1872, and this is found in the Journal of Discourses, volume 15, page 113, he says, "When I say repent, I mean a complete forsaking of sin and turning from it truly and sincerely. In no other way can mankind escape the judgments and calamities threatened and of which they are warned." Doctrine and Covenants makes it very clear that you need to repent, keep the commandments, and then you get this forgiveness. That's section 1, verse 32. So if he's saying, "Why do you want to pay for your sins when the Savior has already paid for them?" I would think most Latter-day Saints, if they were even aware of what their leaders have taught on this subject, would say, "That can't possibly help me because it's those sins that I have not overcome that are the ones that I'm worried about." He didn't pay for sins. He didn't, as Brent Nielsen says, pay for the Mormon sins unless they've met all the requirements for that payment. Therein lies the problem. Mormonism takes away this assurance and takes away that peace. Now, I know that Mormons in recent years have been trying very hard to catch up on this concept of grace. But to me, Eric, it's nothing but an example of damage control. These stories keep popping up over and over again of Mormons feeling guilty, never feeling good enough, because the Mormon doctrine forces them to believe like that and to have those kind of feelings.
This is a recent returned missionary, and we know that because she said this is just 6 weeks after she returned home, and Nielsen gave this article in the Ensign of September 2016, which is interesting because I'm sure they're 4 or 5 months back of trying to get articles into the Ensign. And so this happened to her right away, apparently, where she's looking for answers to the questions that she has. And then she says in the second column, she says, we're often told to just do our best and then not worry. This advice isn't particularly helpful to people who feel the weight of falling short of perfection. Our best is always out of reach to those of us who are sure we could do better. I found I can better measure my efforts when I ask myself questions like these. And she lists five questions. Number one, am I making choices that strengthen my faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement? Two, am I committed to keeping my covenants, even though my efforts are imperfect? Number three, am I repenting daily? Number four, am I learning how to better recognize the promptings of the Holy Ghost and follow them? And finally, number five, am I joyfully enduring to the end, or have I given up trying? What do you think about those questions, Bill?
Well, here's the problem that I see with the questions. For instance, am I repenting daily? Well, what did Joseph Smith say when it came to repentant daily? He did not speak very highly of that concept, even though we're hearing this more and more from Latter-day Saint leaders.
He said, repentance is a thing that cannot be trifled with every day. Daily transgression and daily repentance is not that which is pleasing in the sight of God, and that's found in the History of the Church, Volume 3, page 379.
Now, why would you think he would say something like that? I think perhaps that Joseph Smith, when he makes that comment, realizes that if you're repenting daily, you're also sinning daily, and of course the goal as a Latter-day Saint is to sin less and less and less, and as some leaders have implied, eventually you stop. And when you stop, that's when you've really reached true repentance.
Let me give you one more quote by Harry.